making me download it.
Quality content here.
So it's riveting. I don't even know what that means.
Hey, Ricky, it's Jake from Tampa, and I've got a question for you guys. I need to know which type of wine pairs best with eating ass. This is a serious question. I really need to know the answer.
Adam's going to answer this because he's the expert at eating ass.
Cake.
Eating cake.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Quality content here.
So it's riveting.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3062, I say chew. Of a BFO for two, I say Tuesday, the 5th of November, 2019, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm gonna finish telling you about the weekend, and I've got an Axe Big Fatty question. Yes, Big Fatty! Chad's Big Fatty Gus Chad. Well, it better be Gus Chad, but not just Chad, it's Hanging Chad's. Hi, everyone. I hope your two, I say Tuesday, is going well. Y'all, you're Hanging Chad's today because, y'all, today is Election Day in the U.S. of A. And, y'all, as Big Fatty has said in the past, I don't care who you vote for. But as an American citizen, you should get out and vote. And y'all, it's so important to vote in your local and state elections. And, you know, a year from today, we'll be having the national presidential election again. Yes, Big Fatty, get out and vote. Yes. Today, Election Day, y'all, it's a very important day for celebrations of exiting the birth canal. We have two, I say, chew. Y'all, the first, y'all, this is the first time. The first time I have announced this celebration of exiting the birth canal, this person decided, you know what? I've been listening to Big Fatty all these years, and I have not put my name on the mark in calendar. And y'all, this person sent me a note and said, please add me to the mark and calendar. And I did. And y'all, if you're not on the mark and calendar, you can do the same thing. y'all, this person I have met in the California, eh? And y'all, this person has the distinct notoriety of having gone to The Price is Right. With Big Fatty. Big Fatty and Dr. Stone, too. It's true. Y'all, it is none other than my, y'all, she buys my sheets for me. Big Fatty, she needs to buy some more because you soiled them. No, I have not soiled them. But y'all, it's Ian. It is Ian out there in the City of Angels, the Los Angeles. Yes, Big Fatty, we love Ian. She's just sweet as she can be. And y'all, that our other celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, you hear me mention this person's name quite a bit because I have lunch on many a Wednesday with him and his favorite dancing girl, Olive. Big Fatty, I know who it is. Do you know? Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, it is none other than Miss Kitty. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Miss Kitty. We do love Miss Kitty. And y'all, in celebration of his celebration of exiting birth canal today, y'all going to lunch with him on Wednesday. Big Fatty, you did that anyway. Well, anyway, we'll just leave it at that. Y'all, so if you see Ian or Miss Kitty on the Twitty or the Face Space, Wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal, and Big Fatty, I hope they get a big old piece of cake. I wonder what kind of cake Ian likes. I don't know. Big Fatty, Miss Kitty likes, Miss Kitty just likes cake. You know, not special chair cake, but well, he probably likes that too. Gussie, y'all, y'all, I got my ass chewed. Got my ass chewed by Miss Bacon. After she listened to the fright little show, she says, hey, Fart Pants, did you forget to remind us to fall back? And y'all, I did. I forgot it. And y'all, it is a monumental weekend for me and the old gal, because, you know, we love the standard time. Yes, Big Fatty, you tell us every year. And y'all, it's just fabulous. Just fabulous. It'll be 5:30 here in just a few minutes. And y'all, might as well be midnight. I can go on to the love chamber and just sleep the night away. Yes, Big Fatty. But anyway, y'all, I got up on Saturday morning, and I set my clocks. There are two clocks that I have to manually set each time change. And y'all, the old gal said this, and I agree. I love the standard time, but I would be just as happy if we just choose standard time or daylight saving time, and just stick with one of them. I think that's the best bet. But anyway, so y'all, I did that, and I had my brufkas and everything, and did my nipple walks, because y'all, it was lovely. It was just lovely, the coolness and everything. And y'all came back and got my shower and all, and was brushing the teethies, and y'all, my electric toothbrush died. Big Fatty to play the bagpipes. No, anyway, so y'all, I said, well, I've got to go to the Walmart anyway, and so y'all, I needed some of that Peter G tonic water. Y'all, I was out of it, and I didn't know if the Walmart had it or not, but y'all, they did. And So I got some of that, and y'all, I needed some more sauce, and y'all, I got me the Oral-B. Yes, Big Fatty, the Oral-B, y'all, electric toothbrushes are expensive, but y'all, I got kind of a fancy one, because y'all, if you push too hard on your teethies, a little red light comes on, and it said, no, but y'all, it also, you know, my old one had a 2-minute timer, so you would know, you know, because you're supposed to brush your teethies for 2 minutes, but y'all, this one, it does the 2-minute timer, but y'all, every 30 seconds, it'll go brrr. So it'll, you know, because there are four quadrants in your mouth, the top outside, top inside, bottom outside, and bottom inside. So that way you get 30 seconds on each of those. So, y'all, I kind of like that. And y'all, I'm going to tell you something. My old teethy brush, y'all, I wore it out, I think. But y'all, this one, it is like going to the El Dentisto's office, y'all, which we all know is Mexican for El Dentisto, and y'all, it is just, it's about four times as powerful as the old one, and it sounds like the El Dentisto office and everything, but y'all, I love it, it's already paid for itself as far as I'm concerned. Y'all, that afternoon, y'all, I had gotten an e-letter from the Raising Cane's. Y'all, do you have the Raising Cane's where you are? You know, they do the chicken fingers and the french fried potatoes, and y'all, it was by a chicken dinner, Big Fatty, winner, chicken dinner. Well, I was a winner, because if you bought one, you got one free. So, y'all, I went and picked those up, I had sent Nick a message saying, are you going to go to the Dudley Do-Rights, ride with me, or are you going to drive yourself? He says, I'll ride with you. And I said, well, there's chicken fingers and french fried potatoes here if you'd like to come have some. Y'all, he was over here quicker than Granny's morning constitution going into the toilet. Anyway, we had our chicken fingers and french fried potatoes, and we sat and chatted for a little bit. And y'all, then we were off to the Dudley Do-Rights. We left a little bit early. And y'all, when we got there, Granny was already there. Y'all, it's just sad. It's just sad. He just goes. Y'all, it's kind of like he's sundowned all the way to the Dudley Do-Right. So anyway, y'all, let's see what else happened. Y'all came back and. Sunday, I washed my sheets. I had clean sheet night Sunday night, and y'all, I put on my winter bedspread. That's from the Wong. What is her name? Lisa Wong? I don't know. Anyway, it's some famous designer. I have her bedspread. That's my winter bedspread. It's the golden color. So I put that on, and y'all, the electric mattress pad under that, y'all, it is just fabulous. Y'all, Whitman Tinker has been banished from the villa because, y'all, it is nice and cool, and I've got on the electric camisole on the bed, and y'all, it is just lovely. Y'all, I have gotten all of my nipple walks in, and y'all, I think that pretty much was the weekend. Yes, Big Freddy! It's true, and y'all, it's even happier when it's nice and cool outside. Yes, Big Freddy. Sunday night, y'all, we had a suits meeting, and we kind of recapped the Pride 48 in New Orleans this past year, and y'all, we're already starting to plan for Pride 48, New Orleans, for 2020. Oh, Big Freddy, it'll come into focus before you know it. It's true. And, so y'all, we're checking to see when we can get good dates and all, and, we'll let you know as soon as we know something. Yes, Big Freddy, that'll be lovely. Y'all, then we recorded the, Survivors Radio. We had, Sam in the Hinterlands and the Fair Driver and the old Crooked Hat. We did that, and that'll be coming out soon. And y'all, then on Monday, y'all, I woke up and looked at the clock. It was 7 a.m. in the morning. You be ready. But y'all, it's because the time changed. But y'all, I was completely rested and everything. And y'all, soon after that, I get a message from Nick. He goes, my truck broke down, and I'm seeing if they'll let me off of work today, and so I can get it fixed. And I said, well, let me know if anything I can do to help. And so y'all, I ended up going and picking him up at work and taking him to his house. And y'all, the poor thing, he's worried sick about it. And y'all, he's found out that, but part of it is the timing belt, and that's never a good thing. After that, came back here, got my shirt and did my nipple walks, and I took a little nipple nap. A little nip a nap, but y'all, that's pretty much my day. Now, y'all, I have got an Ask Big Fatty question, but y'all, I'm not gonna play the music because y'all, this one came in via a movie, and I'm gonna play the audio from the little picture show for you. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hello there, good sir. I had a question for you. Oh wait, this one wants to say hello. Say hello. You're not gonna say hello. Can you say da 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 da? No, you say da 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 da. You say da 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 da. Oh, you silly. This kid. So, I had a question. I have never had my own credit card, and I was looking into them, and I wanted to know your take on your Apple card. Oh, wait, there's like a song or something I just came up with. It's so weird. Like, it just popped in my head. It's time for Fatty's credit report. It's time for credit. Oh, no, what? Fatty's credit report. I don't know. The melody just came to me. It just popped into my head. I don't know. Very strange. But yeah, let me know what you think. All right. Love you. You say bye. You say bye. Oh, so good. Kissies. Kissy, kissy, kissies.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is my number one Northeast straight boyfriend, Dan, and little Logan. Little Logan was in the picture show with him. And y'all, if I can figure out how to upload the little picture show to the BFO, I'll do that. But y'all, chances are I won't be able to fucking figure it out. So, but go over to the BFO and it's there. You can see it. But if not, Fanny, if not, nothing. No surprise there. But first of all, Dan, thank you so much for the call. For that totally original, never heard before bumper, it's amazing how these things just kind of pop into your head, and I'm very impressed. You may have a second career in bumpers, first of all, I am flabbergasted that you've never had your own credit card. I can't imagine. Well, that's how you build credit. That's how you build credit. You have to have a credit card, and you charge things on it, and then you pay it off. Dan, you need to have the iPhone, which I believe you do. And I like the Apple Snack Card because it's a virtual card, but it also you can get the actual metal card. You get 1% back of all purchases every day. If you use the metal card, you get 2% back of all purchases if you use Apple Pay, which would be the virtual card. And if you buy anything from the Apple Snack Store, you get 3% back. And there are no annual fees, and I think it's well done. You can you can apply your daily savings to your balance to reduce your payment, and you just hook it up to your bank, and you say, "Okay, I want to pay it on this day," and y'all, it just happens magically. Fatty, we love a little magic, and Dan, you didn't tell us how was little Logan's Halloweeny. Did he go as something horrifying? Big Fatty, there are no Big Fatty costumes, so how could he be? Well, I guess he could have been Fatty. Oh, dear Gussie, but Dan, thank you so much for that. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely Tuesday. Y'all, I'm going to say it again. It is Election Day. And if there are local and state elections or whatever in your locale, get out there and do your civic duty. Big Fatty has spoken. Yes, Big Fatty, and get that little sticker. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Stinky Orangutans, and Adam and Ricky. What is your favorite part of listening to the BFO?
Quality content here.
So it's riveting.
Oh, Adam, you love to rivet. You could be Rosebud the Riveter.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.